The lower house of the Czech parliament has begun its first session since general elections in May. The vice governor of the Czech National Bank says the Czech Republic isn't ready to give up control of its monetary policy. And former Christian Democrat leader Cyril Svoboda is said to become the Czech ambassador to the UN, according to a newspaper report. The lower house of the Czech parliament has begun holding its first meeting since general elections at the end of May. 114 of the 200 elected to the Chamber of Deputies are new and were sworn in for the first time on Tuesday. The session was then interrupted until Thursday morning, when MPs are expected to vote on the posts of chair and vice chair. Miroslava Němcová of the Civic Democrats is expected to become speaker, while there will be three deputy speakers compared to five in the last parliament. The Civic Democrats are currently in talks on forming a new centre-right government with Topo 9 and Public Affairs, with the three parties holding 118 seats in the lower house between them. They say they aim to sign a coalition agreement by the end of the first week of July. The vice governor of the Czech National Bank says the Czech Republic isn't ready to give up control of its monetary policy. Speaking on Tuesday, Mojmír Hampl said it was contradictory for the Eurozone to allow member states to have budget autonomy while at the same time trying to enforce budget rules. Mr. Hampl said the euro had not harmonized the diverse structure of the Eurozone, neither had it ensured growth in its members and enforced basic rules upon them. In fact, the opposite happened, said the central bank vice governor. The former leader of the Christian Democrats, Cyril Svoboda, is set to become the Czech Republic's ambassador to the United Nations in New York, the newspaper Mladá Fronta Dnes reported. Mr. Svoboda recently stepped down as party chairman after the Christian Democrats failed to make it into parliament for the first time since the interwar period. Cyril Svoboda, who is 53, was Czech foreign minister from 2002 to 2006. He has also served as minister for the interior, for regional development, and without portfolio. A Vietnamese man in the West Bohemian town of Domažlice Lice has been given a 10-year jail term for attempting to kill a compatriot with a samurai sword. The victim suffered serious cuts to his head and upper arms during December's attack, and at one point was in danger of bleeding to death. Czech television has moved to reduce the noise of vuvuzelas in their broadcasts of games at the Football World Cup, after some viewers complained about the constant sound of the plastic horns, which are traditional at matches in South Africa. The Czech public broadcaster on Monday began using a special sound filtering system to reduce the buzz-like noise of the vuvuzelas, a step already taken by some other TV stations. The weather now, forecasters say it'll get warmer in the coming days, with temperatures set to reach up to 25 degrees Celsius. We should also begin to see rain in some places. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find many more stories at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.